Rabbi Meir Omer, famous Mishnah. Rabbi Meir said, "Kol ha'osek b'Torah l'shma, zochel advarim harbe." Anyone who is osek b'Torah l'shma, he learns Torah for its own sake. It's a big debate what exactly that means, Torah l'shma. In the Gemara, it seems like there's one definition of Torah l'shma. Nefesh HaChaim famously has another definition of Torah l'shma. But we'll assume pashtus right now. A person who learns Torah not in order to become well-known, not because you want everyone to look up to you, but you're doing it for the Torah's sake. You're doing it to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're doing it because you recognize the value of Torah. So anyone who does such a thing, any person who dedicates themselves to Talmud Torah, Lishma, is zocha to many things. V'lo od ela, and not only that, kol ha'olam kulo kedai hulo. The whole world is for him. It's all kedai hulo. And this really brings us back to a number of Mishnayos that we saw in Pirkei Avos. Most significantly, the one in the very beginning of the Masechta, where it said that al shlosh devarim ha'olam omed, that the world was created for three things, not like the Mishnah at the end of the first parak, that the world is kayam on three things, emes, din, and shalom. Not that that's what gives it its ability to continue, but why was the world initially created? Al shlosha devarim. What are those shlosha devarim? Torah, avodah, gemilas chasadim. So a person who really learns Torah lishma, so he is fulfilling the purpose of creation. It's also what we've seen in the Rambam Saktam and the Perisha Mishnayis, that the Rambam says that the world was created for people to use their minds to come to an intellectual perception of the truth and the ultimate wisdom, because wisdom is the provider of truth. The way you know truth is by studying wisdom. And the greatest wisdom is wisdom of God, because God is the ultimate truth. So by dedicating your mind to study, and specifically Torah study, which gives you the proper perception and understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least to the best that we can in this world. So that is the ultimate fulfillment of the creation of the world. So not only are you going to get a lot of things which we're about to enumerate right now, but you are fulfilling the purpose of creation. So what does a person get? What are the Devarim Harbe? Your Nikra Reya. You're called a good friend, an ahuv, your beloved. Now, a little bit of discussion of the Mefarshim, this being towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, towards other people. Your oevis hamakom, it brings love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you learn Torah Lishma, it will develop within you avas Hashem. And avas habrios, it'll help you love other people as well. If a person's really dedicated to Torah Lishma, to sitting, you know, now you, this is the ultimate test. You're home with hours of free time. And if a person says, you know what, I'm going to take a mesechta, I'm going to take a sefer, and I'm not learning it because I have a seder, I'm not learning it because there's going to be a mivchan, a test, I'm not learning it because I have a chavrusa, I'm learning it just for the sake of learning it, because it's Hashem's Torah. So it will make you beloved by others. It'll develop your midos tovos, the Tiferes Yisrael says, and people will love you. You'll be misamech as hamakom. You'll make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy. You'll be misamech as habrios. Umal bashto anava v'yira. You will adorn yourself with humility and yira shamayim. Machsharto lios tzadik. It will prepare you. It will be machshir you. It will give you a hachana to be a tzadik, to be a chassid, to be a yashar, to be a neman. A person who's dedicated, unfaltering dedication. Umarchakto minachet, it will help distance you from sin. Umikaravto lide zchus, bring you close to zchuyos. Venanin menu etza v'tushia bino gvura, you will be nene. Where the Tiferes Yisrael says, not like that. It will give you a koach that others will look to you for etza, good advice. Tushia is also a form of wisdom, of advice. bina, understanding, gvura, inner strength. Shenemar, as the Torah itself proclaims about itself, the psukim in Mishlei, or so many psukim about of the Torah saying about itself, li etza v'tushia, by me, by studying me, you'll get etza v'tushia, ani vina li gvura, and in me you will find a source of bina and gvura. Nosenes lo malchus, it'll give you a certain splendor, malchus, right? When a real Godel B'Yisrael walks into the room, there's just something regal about him when he walks in. You're taken with the awe. It's a certain malchus. There's a memshala, which is an ability to, when you say something, so you command respect. People listen to you. They take you seriously. Chikor Hadin give you the wisdom to be able to really paskin and to make decisions that people understand that there's MS there. Umigalin lo razei Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals to you secrets of the Torah. Vidnas, right? You have to remember, right? This is all of a sudden sounding very mystical. So let me just remind you about what the Rambam wrote in his Hakdam and the Perish HaMishnayis. When the Rambam wrote that in order to learn Torah, you need to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and pray to him that he should be megala to you the secrets of Torah. The Rambam, he said, that's the way that you'll be zoche to rozei Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he quotes the pasuk, gal einai v'abita niflos misora secha. It's not just about developing the mind, but it's by dedication. It's through tahara salev, tahara samidos, tahara samachshava. You'll be zoche to Torah. V'nasa kemayinam izgaber. It makes you into a spring that's always more strength and more strength, right? And my name is Gaber. You ever see a spring? So it's just always putting out water, more, more, more. You're being mechadesh, kinar sheno posek, like a river that never dries up. Heavy tsanua, and at the same time, this the Teres Yisrael points this out. As much as you're a mechadesh, and you're strong, and there's malchus, and there's memshala. At the same time, if you do it right, you're tsanua, you're erech apayim, erech ruach, excuse me, which Teres Yisrael means you don't get angry quickly, or it means that you don't, you're not vacillating, you have mochel al bono, right, not vacillating, but you have consistency. Erech ruach means you have the ability to be consistent, right? We all know you could start a limud and do it for a day, a week, but the ability to stick with it. So you'll be tzanua, you'll be erech ruach. Mochel al bono, this is the most important. You're willing to, let it go. Rolls off your shoulder. Someone says something not nice about you. Do you lose it and you fly off your handle? Or do you say, okay, it's all right. It's okay. So let them say things. It doesn't bother me. I'm going to let it go. So these are, not normally if a person starts to get malchus and memshala and he becomes really intelligent and really knowledgeable in an area, someone disagrees with him. He yells at him, you moron, you idiot. What do you know? Chas v'shalom, Talmud Chacham. The person who learns Torah l'shma, so he should sanua, erech ruach, mochel al bono, Umigalto, umiromamto, it elevates you, I'll call a maisim over everything else. And here, the image of what it means to be a real Talmud Chacham, a real person who's dedicated to Talmud Torah, that as much as he's intelligent, at the same time, he's tsanua and he's an anav. That's the image that we're going for. That's what we're trying to strive for. Okay.